Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. What we're going to continue to learn today is that God is our confidence. And what I want to say is an essential foundation upon which I will build my Bible teaching for at least the rest of this week and next. So you're getting in at the foundation level. But first, a little review. Let me just review what I said so far as we get started on this Wednesday. First, I defined what I mean by the word confidence this way. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. That's how I see true, authentic confidence. Second, by confidence, I do not mean self-confidence, which is really only pride. I see self-confidence, relying on oneself as the source of confidence, to really be pride. And this push for us all to be self-confident is all over the place. We are told to have positive thinking. Self-help gurus and experts of various kinds really push being a self-confident person. They say, learn to believe in yourself. Improve your confidence. Love yourself. Look, all you have to do is Google confidence, and you will be overcome at your computer with things you have to do in your own strength and by your own power to up your confidence and find success. But that is not the way to be confident, says God. The Bible teaches us a better, the best way to gain confidence, and that is from Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible clearly states that we are not to have confidence in our flesh, in other words, in ourselves. Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church this time at Philippi. This is Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3. It's easy to remember, Philippians 3:3. Put no confidence in the flesh. Put no confidence in the flesh. But those wise words of Paul were written to the Christians at Philippi. They're ignored at present. Instead of reading in the Bible about how Christ supplies our confidence, people are feeding their minds junk at the checkout counter or in the self-help section at the local bookstore or in their downloads of ebooks. This is the kind of self-help or positive thinking methods that people are learning about. But these are not our sources for finding out about the kind of confidence that God wants us to have. Our source is the Bible. And when you read Jesus in the Bible, what an objective reader understands is that one of the most important objectives of following Christ is the denial of the self. So confidence can never be about promoting the self, improving the self, and making more of the self. Self-confidence directly contradicts Jesus' emphasis on denying yourself daily. Let me highlight this in the Gospel of Matthew so you can clearly understand what I'm saying. I'm reading now the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." But did you hear it? He must deny himself. Self-denial is the objective, not self-improvement, not self-confidence. So by confidence, I do not mean self-confidence, which is really only pride. I see self-confidence to really be pride and to be the opposite of that which Jesus calls us to. Jesus does want us to be confident, but he always points us to the true source of our confidence, who is God. God is our confidence. Our confidence is not self-confidence. I pray you understand what I mean, and more importantly, I pray that you understand what Jesus means. All right, these were my introductory comments as we get cooking in this new series. And now I want to take us into the Gospels of Matthew and John initially to see how Jesus makes us confident. Jesus is our teacher. He's our master teacher. And so I invite you now to be attentive to his voice. And to begin with, I want to tell you about two of Jesus' dearest, closest, most intimate disciples. Their names are Peter and John. Peter and John. And the most logical Bible passage for me to read in order to introduce them to you, or reintroduce them to you, is in Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. If you are taking notes, just jot down that text. I will be reading this to you tomorrow. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22, we meet both Peter and John. But this is not the first time Peter and John met Jesus. Did you know that? There was an earlier occasion in which Peter and John met Jesus, and that is told to us in John chapter 1. Now, if you know the Bible well, then be patient with me as I explain this to listeners who may not know this. Often it is assumed that because Matthew precedes John in the order of the books of the Bible, that everything that happens in Matthew happened in real time before it takes place in John. Matthew comes before John, so what we read in Matthew happened before what happens in John, right? Wrong. Sometimes that is true, but not all the time. And what I am about to read to you is one of those times when on a timeline of events, what happened in John happened before what we read about in Matthew. I hope that helped. You'll need to know that as we proceed. But should you be like, what? Then just stick with me. I want to tell you first about this man named Peter, and to do that, I need to spend time today and tomorrow working in John's Gospel and Matthew's Gospel. You will follow me more closely if you have your Bible open and turn back and forth with me between John and Matthew. So I advise you to have your Bible with you and to read it with me. If you cannot do that because you're otherwise occupied, then you can always download this later as a free podcast and listen again as you follow along in the text. I am prepared now to read in John chapter 1, verses 35 through 42, and I'll be making some comments along the way. This is now the Gospel of John chapter 1, and beginning at verse 35. Again the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as Jesus walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Let's pause here. Who is this man named John? This is John the Baptist. This is not the John who wrote the book of John. The author John is the disciple John, who we will also meet in this reading. But here at the start, this John who looked at Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God," is John the Baptist. Notice also that John the Baptist has two unnamed disciples standing there with him. Yes, John the Baptist also had disciples or students. I'm going to identify these two disciples as I keep reading. And let me do that again, picking up John 1 at verse 37. The two disciples heard John the Baptist speak, and they followed Jesus. Pause again. This is key. There is a transfer of discipleship here. The two disciples of John the Baptist now leave the Baptist and go off to follow Jesus. And John happily sends them on their way because John the Baptist believes that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. The Baptist sees himself as nothing compared to Jesus, and so John wants his disciples to follow Christ instead of himself. Oh, speaking of confidence, John the Baptist has a lot of confidence in Jesus. And as we return to the text, we find that Jesus begins talking to John the Baptist too, as yet unnamed disciples, who are now following Jesus. This is John chapter 1 and verse 38. And Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" And Jesus said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with Jesus that day, for it was about the 10th hour. All right, let me just insert a comment here. The two unnamed disciples of John the Baptist are now going with Jesus to see where he stayed and to spend the day with Christ. Now, hold on to your seat, because we're finally about to find out the names of these disciples of John the Baptist who have transferred their followership to Jesus. I continue the reading in John chapter 1 and verse 40. One of the two who had heard John speak and follow Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Aha! We have a name, folks. Andrew. Andrew was one of the disciples of John the Baptist, but now Andrew is a disciple of Jesus. So you really need to get this. Andrew is the name of one of John the Baptist's disciples who is now spending the day with the Lord. And guess who the other one is? It's John. Now, be careful. Not John the Baptist. Rather, it is John the disciple. And the reason John's name is not explicitly written in the text is because John is the author of this gospel, and he doesn't mention his own name out of humility. But when you read the apostle, the disciple John's writing in the whole, and in context, trust me, you learn that John was the other disciple of John the Baptist, who is now with Jesus. And this will have bearing on what I share coming up in this series. Remember, I want to talk with you about Peter and John. Well, here is John, even though he is unnamed. But, you ask, where's Peter? Oh, he's here too, but for that you'll have to come back tomorrow when we will meet him. It is summertime, and so you might have some more free time for reading. If so, tonight read John chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. That's John 1, 35 through 42. And when you read in the Bible, you will see precisely what I've been talking about today, and this will also help you to be ready for tomorrow. So do come back and join us as we make our way through the summer month of August. We will learn a lot together, and we will do that again tomorrow as we continue to discover that God is our confidence. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.